It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Wednesday evening to you all out there listening. We've got high school basketball going on. Normally on a Wednesday, we would be at the Golden Corral, but tonight we are precluded by this basketball game that we've got going on. All across the state, school is now, most schools, they are now closed, at least for the holiday break, and their basketball tournaments across the state. I'm talking east, west, north, and south. And right here, we're hosting one this evening. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me, as we have the Win City Holiday Classic. Win City, the moniker taken off after Winchester and the GRC Cardinals, which it has been Win City. GRC Cardinal boys basketball team playing to the tune of 7-0 so far on this season. They take on Lafayette High School, the Generals, tonight. Lafayette with a record of 3-6. This tournament, this Win City Holiday Classic, a relative new phenomena, but GRC wanted to host something. Coach Cook said, and Bobby, I kind of like it. He said it's going to be much like a district tournament's run. You've got four teams here. The first two play. The next two play. The winners will then meet tomorrow. The teams that didn't win, they will play a consolation game the following.
Right, and I would assume that the consolation game will play in front of the other
game.
Yes,
that if he's holding true to district tournament form, then they will have the consolation game, and then they'll have the championship at 7:30. But right now we got to take care of business here with Lafayette coming in. The Generals, they have a record of 3-6. They are under Coach Vince Sanford. He's in his second season, and including the three wins that he's got this year, he's 12-28 overall. Last season, Lafayette was 9-22 overall as a team. They were 2-16 in that very tough 11th region, and they were 1-8 in district play. GRC, they're 6-3 versus Lafayette, going all the way back to Y2K. So in 23 years playing nine times, it's not real frequent.
Not real frequent, but you can say one thing. If the Lafayette Generals take on the character and personality of their coach, they are going to get better, because Ben Sanford was one heck of a basketball player about 15, 20 years ago.
Well, he's got a school over there, Lafayette, with an enrollment approaching 2,500 students. So that's a big school over there,
sure,
in which they've got to recruit from. It's one of the bigger ones. Compare that, contrast it to GRC with 1,650 students. So a very big school. Looking at Lafayette, they come in here. They won their last game out, a 10-point win over Tate's Creek. That snapped a six-game losing streak. But I tell you what, Bobby, when they went to Georgetown, it wasn't real kind to them. Georgetown and that Billy Hicks classic up there, it broke the hearts of the Generals and the General fans. They had three losses by a total of 12 points.
They were in every game, and that being the case, having sort of gotten off the snide, if you will, by getting past Tate's Creek the other night, they may come in here with a little bit of confidence and may think that the worm might have turned, so to speak.
Yeah, they played in the Billy Hicks Classic, and they fell 59-50 to Scott County. Then they had a two-point loss to Montgomery County, had a one-point loss to Franklin County, came back home then and lost to Bryan Station. But again, they are back on a winning track with a 10-point win over Tate's Creek. And Bobby mentioned, you know, Vince Sanford, a basketball man, he's been hired to turn this thing around. The last Lafayette winning season was 2018-19 when the Generals went 18-12. So this is a win-star program, but they do have a state championship back under Don Atkins.
Well, there's no question there. And back in the early 50s under Ralph, 1950s, they had a coach named Ralph Carlisle who was almost second to none within the state and even in the southeast. He was an incredible coach.
And then in 79, they had Jock Sutherland took the Tony Wilson, Junior Johnson team, and he won it all in 79. So this program, they've had success. It's just been it's been a little cold streak for them right now. Both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. We have 9 minutes before tip-off. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have more pregame right here at the GRC Arena. Coming your way after these messages.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses. Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
High school boys basketball coming your way. It's GRC hosting Lafayette. This is the Wind City Holiday Classic. It'll be a four-team event. GRC and Lafayette open it up. And then in the nightcap, it'll be Rowan County, the Vikings, taking on the Somerset Briar Jumpers out of the 12th region. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We were talking about Lafayette. They had a six-game losing streak snap with a 10-point win over at Tate's Creek. So the Generals come in here after snapping that losing streak. They had their really hearts hurt as they played up there in Georgetown at that Billy Hicks Classic, three losses by a total of 12 points. Let's look at the Cardinals. Boy, I tell you what, Bobby, the Cardinals clicking right now. 7-0, and, you know, other than the opening game, Campbell County gave them a scare. The Cards been pretty much just gangbusters on this.
Yeah, They have taken no prisoners, if you want to say that. Campbell County really, really gave them a tussle and are very, very strong in as far as the 10th region rankings are concerned. But the Cards have been on a roll since then. They have basically demolished their last six opponents.
They've had wins over Madison Central, Pendleton County, Nicholas County, Harrison County, Pike County Central, and recently in Breathitt County on Saturday, 82-53, their last game out. GRC under the coaching of head coach Josh Cook. He's in his eighth season. He's won 313 games, lost 88 overall, 78% winning percentage at GRC. 202 wins, 45 losses, 81% winning percentage at GRC. State runner-up in the state Sweet 16 championship. And Cards have won four region titles in a row, but you got to play every game, and GRC's got to get ready to go against Lafayette. I think GRC, nothing's going to be different, Bobby. They'll press them. They'll try to get points off the fast break.
He has his M.O. sort of established. He's going to stick with it. And yet, when you speak of dominance, they beat Campbell County by three, and they have upped their scoring versus opponent scoring to a plus 25. So they have absolutely dominated these last six opponents. And that's including a meager three-point victory in their opener.
Yes, and Lafayette, their team is averaging 48 points per game, shooting 42% from the floor overall. And while GRC, they average, just to echo what Bobby's saying, 77 points per ball game. Cardinals shooting 52% from the floor overall, right at 40% from three-point range, and 71.5% at the free throw line. That's some very strong playing, and they've got four starters in double figures. We've talked about their depth, but boy, they've got balance too.
Well, they do indeed. After you get through your starting five, Eli Craig is coming on and being a vital contributor, as is Gunnar Woods. Maddox Campbell and Hamp Taylor have been strong on the front line, and Abram Howard has picked up in there and helped in addition.
High school basketball tournaments and showcases going on all across the state. Everywhere around, there's basketball action. King of the Bluegrass, the Hoosier Gym. Let's talk about back where the Hoosiers played in the filming of the movie. It was Nicholas County getting to play there. Whitley County beat them 65-56 over in Knightstown, Indiana. King of the Bluegrass, Bobby, we've been there several times. DeSales took out Frederick Douglass 74-62.
Yeah.
Fairdale with a three-point win over Taylor County out of the 5th region 70-67. And Great Crossing, the number one team in the state, Bobby, it took an overtime for them to beat North Odlum 64-61. And then Spencer County, hey, the Bears up there in Taylorsville, 63-61 over Male High School. So
yeah,
good games.
That's good. And if I'm not mistaken, the North Odlum team was undefeated going into that game, so they were definitely a strong opponent for the Warhawks from Great Crossing.
Then in some of the district games, our competitors that were playing last night, Bourbon County, they got a 10-point win over Harrison County, low-scoring game, 48-38. Bracken County with a 37-point blowout over Robertson County. Breathitt County bounced back after GRC beat them, took out Wolf County 60-58 in a close one. Madison Central dropped a 2-point game to Collins High School, a team that GRC will see, Evangel Christian, blow out over Southern. And Adair County in the 5th region lost their first game of the year. It was Glasgow 71-61. Well, both teams are out on the court right now going through a shoot-around, and coaches are at their bench. Again, a 7-0 GRC team with four starters scoring double figures. 77-point-per-game average. They take on Lafayette, the Generals, with a 3-6 record. They'll try to control the ball and try to limit GRC with the possessions. Can they do it? We'll have to wait and see. Right now, we'll pause, take our final two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, game tip-off, game action, all straight ahead after this two-minute break.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities expertise and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards by treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
It's the holidays, and with all that extra activity can come more injuries and emergencies. The emergency department at Clark Regional is open 24/7. Let the caring and experienced medical staff care for you and your family for any emergency that may arise. Don't put off going to the ER for severe injury or illness. Count on Clark for emergency care right here, close to home. For more information, visit online at clarkregional.org.
We get ready for high school basketball. It's a Win City Holiday Classic. Let's go to public address for tonight's starters.
For the Generals from Lafayette High School, at guard, a junior, number 2, Eli Thomas. At guard, a senior, number 3, Yashiro Hurst. At forward, a senior, number 5, Peyton Pritchard. At guard, a sophomore, number 10, Clay Noble. And at forward, a senior, number 32, Eli Steele. Head coach of the Lafayette Generals, Vince Sanford. And now, let's hear it for your GRC Cardinals! At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton! At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Hesford. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Head coach of the Cardinal squad, Mr. Josh Cook. Good luck to both teams.
They're your starters for both teams. GRC with a record of 7-0, taking on Lafayette at 3-6. Now, the Generals, their tallest player will be playing tonight will be 6'4 junior Eli Steele. The other players are upperclassmen, juniors or seniors, a couple of six-footers and a couple of guys listed at 5'6", 5'8". So GRC with a size advantage against Lafayette. It'll be the Cards home white, trimmed in red and black. Lafayette, their colors red, white, and blue. GRC going right to left, and the tip controlled by Gay. Quickly, Ashford gets an assist. Hampton gets a bucket.
3-1 dribble, three passes, and a deuce to start the game.
Bringing it up, Thomas has it out on top. He goes over on the right side, right of the circle. Hurst, skip it back over. Noble has it. They try to roll Steele through there. Gay shut him down. Noble at the right elbow. Hands it off there to Thomas. Thomas step on Ashford. Ashford recovered nicely. Now Ashford double teams, and that double team was just enough to get the turnover.
Breland stuck that hand in there from the top, and he was able to get enough of a disruption in play to cause the turnover.
Here comes Ashford up for GRC. Chest pass to Rashawn Hampton, right of the circle, straight away to Morrison, left side to Ashford. Lafayette playing a 2-3 zone. Gaines over there to Ashford. His three-point shot in and out. Gaines got the offensive board. Went up in traffic. Couldn't make it. Out of bounds. It'll stay with GRC as Gay and Steele were battling under the basket.
Cards got an attempt at a put back after that missed shot, but still have the ball.
J.P. Gaines coming off a 7-rebound effort, and that time Malachi Ashford just gave a pass that Montez couldn't handle. Montez looked at him and said, bounce pass, bounce pass.
That was a little bit too close,
a little hot, wasn't
to
it?
The ankles, yeah.
A little hot and a little low. Played a minute, Cards with the only basket. Hurst checked by Rashawn Hampton in the front court. Rashawn sliding with him between the circle. Hurst in trouble. Throws it over left side. Thomas with it. They roll two cutters. Three-point shot woefully short. Ball loose on the floor. Shot put up, altered by Gaines, but it's scored by Hurst.
Hurst did a good job of sticking with it. He got the loose ball and was able to tie the score with the deuce in close.
Ashford deep in the right corner to Morrison. Into Gay. His shot rejected by Eli Steele. Blocked it. Coach Sanford clapping his hands. He likes that. Skip it over to right side. Hurst drops it baseline. Noble one-on-one against Gaines. Gaines shut him down. Go out on top to Steele. Steele's going to drive. Gay turns him on the dribble. Steele losing his balance and just not comfortable handling the ball. And Montez gave him space, Bobby, and fell on his own sword.
He was probably anticipating some contact.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And he backed away from it and shuffled his feet as he went to the floor.
Game tied at two. Cards with the ball. 2-3 zone by Lafayette. Ashford keeps it on the right side of the floor to Hampson. Hampton with a baseline jumper. Missed it. Three-point range. Going the other way. Hurst. Numbers aren't there. Circles around with a dribble. Goes to Thomas. Got a step. Daylight. Took it in the lane and put it up and in.
Coach Cook has seen enough with two buckets right at the basket, so he's going to talk about it.
Got a time on the floor. 30-second timeout. Cards trailing 4-2. Generals up. Back after this brief message. Back in 30 seconds.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Personnel remains the same for GRC, but boy, one thing a coach doesn't like is you call a timeout and then you turn it over. Empty trip.
Set up a good play, had to bounce pass to the low block to JP, but it was off of his hands out of bounds.
That and an offensive rebound on a foul shot are two things that really irritate a coach. Burn a timeout. Here's a three-point shot put up and in by Noble. And all of a sudden, Lafayette has the lead.
Seven straight for a 7-2 lead.
Make that Pritchard with the three, and now the Cards turn it over again. So three turnovers by GRC as Lafayette leads 7-2. Cards come with a full court press, 1-2-2. They throw it up near midcourt. Steele with two passes. Break the pressure. Pritchard in trouble, man. He's in double team. He's in no man's land. He's in trouble. Throws a pass. J.P. Gaines stole it. J.P. up in the front court, and he threw a pass behind Rayshon, and Coach Cook sticks his hands in his pocket, looks up at the sky.
Four straight turnovers by the Cards, empty trips, and they're getting it out of their system all at once, my man.
There you go, Bobby, trying to find a silver lining out of this.
It's just a little frustrating
here. Positive.
They're going to be fine. They just need to get their sea legs.
We're 3 minutes deep into this game. Generals with the ball and a 7-2 lead. Card scored first, but after that, Lafayette. Ball fake. Nice one there by Noble. Goes to Pritchard. Crossover. Nobody helping on the back line, but Gay responds nicely. Blocked the shot. Loose ball. Steele has it. He's double-teamed. The Generals keep possession. Ball fake by Pritchard. 18-footer. Left side. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Taken by Hurst. Ball fake. Went up. Got it. His second. Rebound put back, and he's 5'6".
Weak side rebound. In amongst the trees, ball fake and a deuce.
Ashford driving it all the way down, and they're going to have an offensive foul and a charge on Ashford. Make that five straight trips down the floor with a turnover. So Coach Cook's seen enough, and he's bringing Gaines, Ashford, and Gay out. So it'll be Hampton Taylor, Maddox Campbell, and Eli Craig joining.
Great start for the Generals.
Sure is.
Without question.
This team 3-6.
But that's deceptive.
They had lost six in a row before the win over Tate Creek. They've got the ball and that lead. Cards going man-to-man. Long three. Good. Three-point shot made by Noble.
Now all of a sudden, 12 in a row here since the Cards' first bucket of the game. The midway point, Cards down 10.
Rayshon Hampton passes left in the circle to Morrison, straight away to Craig. Craig over to Hampton, bluffs a three. 2-3 zone by Lafayette. Morrison, he'll launch a three and hit it. His first shot of the game, and he hits a three, coming off a 21-point effort.
Set, square, got the pass across the top and stroked it home.
Hurst being harassed now by the much taller Morrison. Goes left side, Thomas with it between the leg dribble. He's left of the circle. Hampton all over him, just real pesky. They skip it around, and Hurst takes it back. He's near the Cardinal logo at midcourt. A lot of dribbling, didn't go anywhere. Sets a three-point shot that's good. And Noble hits his second three-point shot. And Lafayette, 3 of 4 from behind the arc.
Noble on fire with those trays and back up by 10.
10-point lead for Lafayette. GRC with the ball. Hampton drives it in. Passes off to Maddox Campbell. His shot blocked by Steele at 6-4. His second block. Triggers the break. Hurst knocked away by Hampton. Turnover Generals. And then Breland Morrison tripped up near midcourt, and he is still on the floor. It was inadvertently tripped there by Hurst. They got their legs tangled, and Steele helping him up. And Montez Gay looks to be coming in, as well as Malachi Ashford. Maddox Campbell out. Also Eli Craig. So it'll be Ashford, Gay, Taylor, Hampton, and Morrison on the floor. Cards inbound the ball. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. GRC down 10. 15-5. Perimeter passing by the Cardinals. Rayshon Hampton, 25-foot three. Hit the front of the rim. Long rebound comes out. Lafayette's got it. Hurst gets to the middle of the floor. They bring in K.J. Jones. Jones wants it. Calling for it, didn't get it. Skip it over to Steele, right of the lane. Hamp Taylor out on him for the Cards. Steele, one dribble and throw it out on top. Point guard, Eli Thomas. Ashford's all over him. Ball on the right side of the floor, and it just didn't look comfortable. Turnovers even now at 5 each, as Ashford has caused 2 turnovers. He hasn't had a steal, but he's caused 2 turnovers.
And, yeah, one team making shots, the other not so much, and as a result, Generals by 10 here.
Ashford runs it into the front court. Cards run the weave out on top against this 2-3 zone. Quick ball movement. All perimeter passing. They haven't thrown it into the paint. Hampton Taylor down on the blocks. Morrison drives in. Flips up a finger roll. Didn't get it. Rebound claimed in there by Brady Kirk. Kirk with an outlet pass to Jones. Jones pulls it out on the dribble. Morrison will take him. Jones, left side. Crossover dribble. Morrison fell to the floor. Couldn't get it out of his way. And he will be whistled for the foul.
Lafayette on point. Very, very active. Know exactly what they're trying to do, and when you're making shots, it all goes well.
Morrison comes out, picking up his first foul. J.P. Gaines in. He returns for the Cardinals. Gaines, Gay, Ashford, Taylor, and Hampton on the floor. Cards zoning the inbound pass. Catch and shoot on a three. Woefully short. Montez Gay couldn't get the rebound. Steele has it. He dribbles out of trouble. Throws it out on top to Jones with a ball fake. Knocked away by Gaines. Picked back up by Jones. He'll pull it out between the circle and reset. Cards going man-to-man. Left of the circle. Ball fake by Thomas. They run two cutters through. Kirk couldn't get it. Hamp Taylor facing him all the way. Now they pull it out with Thomas. A lot of dribbling. Not going anywhere. Ashford all over him looking for a count. It's going to be a five count. Coach Cook. No, they're going to say a timeout. Coach Cook saying,
oh, good heavens. Looked like a five-second count, and then Cards had the ball on a run out.
Well, we've got time called. They say by Lafayette, just under the five count. Cards down 10. Bobby's got a message here to impart.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash on select mid-range tractors. Big cash back, I should say, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31st.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate Montgomery Tractor and all of our sponsors. Lafayette with the ball. We're back where we left off. Ashford just harassing Thomas. Five counts on him. Backdoor cut, not there. J.P. Gaines had it, lost it, picked up by Pritchard. He can't score, and Gay with a rebound. Montez throws it over to Hampton. Rayshon, middle of the floor, right side to Ashford. Ball fake, took it baseline, hung out to drive, finds Gay. Gay give it back to Ashford, deep in the left corner. Hampton flashes to the left elbow. He didn't get it. Lafayette stays in a 2-3 zone. They got Hamp Taylor running the baseline. And they got Montez Gay working the high post. Ashford, 20-footer, on the way, off the back iron, long kicker. Gay with another rebound. Cards 1 of 5. Gay, Euro step, took it to the rim. Steele, who had blocked two shots, may have picked up a foul here.
Didn't block that one. He got the arm.
They're going to say instead of Steele, they'll put it on Brady Kirk, his first.
No, they both got him.
Yeah, he was kind of sandwiched. Montez Gay at the free throw line, just a supreme freshman, averaging 13 points per game and the leading rebounder on this team, 7.5 boards. Free throw is up, and it's good. Coming off a double-double the other night. Free throw shooting. Again, he's solid there as well. Shooting right at 60%. Goes back to the stripe. New player in for Lafayette. Checking in Tyler Hunt as Gay knocks down both free throws. Well, the first points GRC's had in quite some time. Lafayette with the ball and a 15-7 lead. 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Clock rolling. Generals haven't crossed the timeline yet. Now they do with a pass. Driving in. Hurst hangs. Ball fake. Put it in. Makes that K.J. Jones.
Split the defenders. Got to the bucket. Put it in. Back up by 10.
Ashford in a hurry. Races in the front court. Rayshon Hampton with 15 seconds. Shot a three and hit it. May have shot it early in the clock, but the results were good.
That's fine.
Ten seconds. Clock rolling. GRC pressing. Lafayette throws it in the front court. Clock at 5. Way out near midcourt. I don't think K.J. Jones knows the clock. Now he's driving in. He's going to throw up a shot, and J.P. Gaines may have bailed him out.
Wow.
Hopefully this isn't a three-point shot.
Fouls on Gaines.
No, they say on the floor. So it'll allow... The only thing they can score on is a tip basket. There's 1/10 of a second. Horn sounds. That'll do it. So with one quarter in the books, looking pretty good for the Generals. Lafayette leading GRC Cardinals by a score of 17-10. We'll have a one-minute break when we come back. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I am happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Second quarter play about to get underway. The Cardinals have Morrison, Hampton, Ashford, Gay, and Gaines. And Bobby and I were talking off mic. 17-10, Lafayette leading. This score is favoring their type of game. Cardinals with two baskets in the last 8 minutes.
Basically the last. They scored the first bucket of the game and then got one late, and that's not going to cut it.
High post pass. They run a man-to-man GRC shuffle cut off the high post pass that went to Tyler Hunt. And the Cards feel like that went off of Pritchard, but they're not going to call it that way. Hunt at 6'5", tallest player for Lafayette. J.P. Gaines on him. Hunt calling for it in a lob. Can't get it. Gaines facing them. They throw it all the way in the backcourt in a foot race. Rashawn Hampton wins it. Put it up. And one coming. He just outran Pritchard to the ball. Pritchard then fouled him. And an and one for GRC and Rashawn Hampton.
5 or 6 feet behind him when the pass was thrown out of bounds. He knew it was going to go into the backcourt. And as you called it, he just outraced him to the ball. Got to it, put it in, plus the free throw.
Rashawn Hampton knocks a free throw down. 8 points in the game for Hampton. And here comes the Cards. They can, when they score, they can press.
That could be a big momentum shift there.
Hunt with it. Gives it back over. In trouble now is Hurst. Hurst in the backcourt. 10 count on him. Pritchard with greasy fingers, man. He dropped it again. Finally shoveled it off to Jones. K.J. Jones with a pass to Hurst. Hurst at 6'5 at the right elbow. They go on the baseline. Trying to make his move. K.J. Jones, ball fake, put it up against the taller Morrison and scored.
Yeah, he went straight up. Morrison went straight up and the ball crawled over the rim back up to a 6-point lead.
Cards have the ball. Handed off to Ashford, 2-3 zone, still by Lafayette. High post to Gay, left of the lane. Put it on the floor, lost it, got it back. Rashawn Hampton really didn't feel committed to that three. Shot it anyway. It's long, going the other way. Lafayette, throw it in the front court. Pritchard, he didn't drop this one, but he puts up a 15-footer on the baseline that's off the mark. Last touch by Ashford. It'll be Lafayette with the ball.
Ball bouncing the way of the Generals here for the first 10 minutes of this game, but to their credit, they're certainly getting after it and getting those loose balls.
It'll be inbounded underneath the Generals' goal. Kirk lobs it in there to Hurst. Hurst trying to bully his way in. 6'5", Gaines shut him down, giving up 3 inches. They throw it out on top. Pritchard picks up the dribble between the circles. Screen down, pop out Jones. Jones giving him a spark off the bench. He and the guard with the ball now, Hurst, both those guys, high energy. Not real big, 5'6", 5'8", but they really move. With the ball, Jones has it. Got a step on Hampton. Good help defense by Ashford. They kick it over to Hurst. They run a little bit of a weave. Here's a long shot put up. That three-point shot's missed by Kirk. Rebounded by the Cards. Here comes GRC. Ashford, blow-by move, got down deep, couldn't get a shot off. Over to Hampton, feeling this three, but it's short. Long rebound comes out, and that triggers a Generals break. 3-on-3, driving in. Jones, kick it out. Pritchard trailing, wasn't ready to shoot. Now gives it over. Driving, Jones puts it up in traffic, missed that shot. Hampton with a rebound. It's a track meet. Rashawn over to Montez Gay, broken up. Cards will have it, out of bounds under their goal.
Cards active and trying to get something going.
They're wanting to run whenever they can.
With those free possessions, but Lafayette very, very active.
Gaines puts it up. Shot rejected by Hurst. It'll stay with GRC. Coach Cook has seen three of his post players have their shot blocked down in the paint. It'll go out of bounds. Ashford will inbound it. Returning for the Generals, Eli Thomas. We've got 5:44 to go in the second quarter. 19-13, Lafayette leading. They have led by as much as 10. Ashford floats it out. Morrison with it. Left wing. Hands it off. Ashford circles around. 2-3 zone by Lafayette. They got the big guy, 6'5", Hurst, playing in the middle. Driving in. Morrison challenges him. Shovels it off to J.P. Gaines, and he's fouled in the paint.
Got it to him right underneath the basket, but he was pinched, went up, drew the contact, and has a chance to cut this lead to 4 here.
Second team foul on Lafayette in the second quarter, second on Kirk, and we see the purple of the Briar Jumpers, Somerset, they have arrived. Also, the green of Rowan County, they're here as well. That will be our second game as J.P. Gaines drops in his first point. J.P., a guy that second on the club in rebounding, he goes 1 of 2 at the foul line here. 19-14, Generals with the ball and Lafayette with a lead. They break the press, driving in. Boy, he had nowhere to go. They're going to call a charge. Yeah, that official, he got it right. Montez Gay just stood his ground and running over top of him, Tyler Hunt, his first, team third.
He had about an 8 to 10 foot head start. And Montez just,
you can read it like a book, huh?
Yeah, Montez just said, I'm going to take the punishment.
Yeah, you're going to come at me. You know, he read him just like a book. 2-3 zone, but now Thomas offering pressure on Ashford in the backcourt. Malachi goes over to Rayshon Hampton. They attack with a two-guard front. High lob to Gay over the defense. Put it in. Ashford's second assist. Gay's first basket.
And all of a sudden, that 10-point lead down to a slim 3.
Lafayette breaking the pressure, throw it in the front court. Kirk, bounce pass to Pritchard. It's stolen by Gaines. J.P. over to Ashford. Ashford, 3-on-3. Handed over. Montez Gay. His 3, short. Rebounded by J.P. Gaines. In traffic. Comes out of there on the dribble. Takes it to the left wing. Drops it baseline. Baseline shut down by Pritchard. And now Hampton will give it to Morrison. 2-3 zone. Oh, high post to Montez Gay. Threw it in traffic. Cards turn it over. Driving in. Thomas. He draws contact. No call. Shot put up in transition. And that's good. Basket by Kirk.
They did a nice job of getting the ball to the open man, uncontested on the left side.
Ashford, top of the key, angles off to the right. They drop it baseline, little high-low action. J.P. Gaines, as they take it to the baseline on the right side, Gaze at the elbow, and he slides down the lane, and Pritchard fouled him. Fourth team foul. Montez will have 2 coming. He made his first 2 free throws in the first quarter. He has 4 points in the game. Clock stop near the midpoint of the second quarter. 21-16, Gay toes the line. His free throw is good. He's 3 of 3 on the evening. Horn sounds. Eli Craig comes in. Breland Morrison gets a break for the Cards. Pritchard and Kirk out of the ball game. Returning is Clay Noble for the Generals. Gay back at the line. Second free throw. Good. He made them both.
Back to a 3-point game here midway through the second quarter.
Cards dropping back, not putting full court pressure on Lafayette. So this will be one time the Generals will have a little bit of a breather bringing it up. And walking that ball up is Eli Thomas, point guard. High post pass to Steele. Steele, their leading scorer, he's been held in check. Hamp Taylor on him, playing a lot of minutes. Taylor is off the bench. He switches off. Good job defensively. They throw it to the baseline. 3-point shot missed, and J.P. Gaines battling Hunt, and it'll go out of bounds. Possession to the Cards.
Cards with a chance to tie here with a 3.
So 3:49 to go here in this first half. Lafayette's played a 2-3 zone. Now looks to be possibly matching up. No, they're going to stay with a 2-3 zone. They brought some guard pressure out on top. Now they're going 1-3-1. So switching it up, but somebody forgot to tell Hunt because Hamp Taylor's got it. And a wraparound pass to Gaines, and J.P. put it in. Somebody forgot to tell Hunt. It's a 1-3-1, and he got caught on the block.
Yeah, had 3 guys down there ball watching, and Hampton made them pay with that nifty pass.
Cards within 1. Lafayette with a ball. Generals, perimeter passing. Ball faked by Thomas. Ashford steps out on him. Malachi, good job defensively. Throw it to the baseline. Craig responds for GRC. 3-point shot put up and in with Ashford right in his face, and Thomas made the 3.
I tell you what, the Generals are hitting from the arc.
Six different players have hit threes, or have scored, rather, in this game. Gaines, bounce pass to Hamp Taylor. Had a shot, didn't put it up. They go to Eli Craig, baseline, and they're going to say he got bodied up and shoved. So it'll be two free throws coming for Eli Craig, as right now Lafayette with 15 fouls.
Yeah, Eli took the baseline, but he wasn't that close to the baseline to where if he went out of bounds, he wasn't going to be helped out of bounds. So drew the foul and shooting two.
Craig at the free throw line for GRC. Eli, a guy that on the season hadn't been there very many times. So he's going to get a chance to improve his average. Well, now they correct it. It'll be only one foul on Steele, and Hunt will pick up his second. Eli Craig at the line after they sorted out who fouled him, and his free throw is good. Eli was one of our guests last week on Cardinal Connection. Had a flashback there, Bobby. Oh, boy, that one's way short. Pritchard returns for Lafayette as the Cardinals still trail. They've had the lead at 2-0, and after that, it's been Lafayette and GRC playing catch-up. That's an unusual role.
Unusual so far through these first eight games, but they are connected here. They're only down three and haven't given their best effort yet.
Lafayette breaks the pressure. GRC playing man-to-man full court. Gaines finds himself on the point guard, Thomas, with 2.5 to play in the first half. Coach Cook says, let's get a trap on him. They do trap, and they get the turnover. Craig with a steal. 3-on-2. Eli at the rim. Put it in.
Attaboy. That a way to get him within.
He didn't stop the ball, Bobby. He took it all the way.
Finally within one. He knew what to do with it. He split the defenders, laid it in, guards within one.
Lafayette looking at this pressure again. GRC's turned him over eight times. Now with it, Thomas in the front court at the foul line. 15-foot shot. Missed it. Battle for the rebound. Hunt has it. His 6'5 frame. Powers it up. Didn't get it. Steele at 6'4. He puts it up and in.
They just had the position and were able to get it home with the second chance attempt.
Rayshon Hampton looking to tie it with a three. He couldn't do it. Cards 2 of 10 from three-point shooting. Long pass to Pritchard. Broken up by Malachi Ashford. It'll stay with Lafayette. It stops the clock with 1:43 to go here in the first half. Gay and Morrison come in. Hamp Taylor comes out. Played a lot of minutes, Bobby. Didn't hurt him.
No, he didn't. He had that nice assist.
One rebound,
there.
A good assist.
Yeah, good assist there.
An offensive rebound that kept the possession alive. Lafayette with the ball on their end of the floor. Morrison and Gay check back in. Backdoor cut. Nobody on the baseline to help. And scoring easily is Hurst. Nice backdoor cut.
Well, Coach Sanford's got his kids ready to play tonight.
He's talking to the officials as he walks down the sideline. Cards with the ball in the front court. Down five. Skip pass over to Hampton. He shoots a three. Missed that one. Gay got the rebound. One power dribble. Got separation. Put it up. Shot blocked by Steele. Gay stayed with it and put it in. He blocked him once.
Stuck with it and was able to get the bucket.
Steele with three blocks in the game, but Gay, not to be denied, very determined. Driving into front court, left side of the circle is Thomas. A lot of dribbling. That's what they want. Ashford all over him. He gets rid of it over to Hurst. Hurst now will take his turn at dribbling. Got in the lane, kick it out. Ball faked by Steele. Right of the lane, passed up a 12-footer. Morrison closed quickly on him. Hampton, screen. Back door to backcourt deflection. Picked up by Gay. Long pass to Rayshon. Flipped it up, put it in. Two passes, 2 points.
What an acrobatic play that time by Rayshon to track that ball, switch hands, and lay it up as he was getting spun around.
Good lead pass by Montez Gay and a wraparound foul by Malachi Ashford. His second. That will be the Cards' first in this second quarter. 25 and a half seconds to play. Craig comes out. Checking in, Abram Howard for GRC. It'll be Lafayette with the ball on their end of the floor. GRC, they are within one at 28-27. This is a Cardinal team that averages 77 points per game. Lafayette with the ball. Clock starts, 23 at midcourt. Crossing the line is Hurst. Ashford steps out on him. GRC going man-to-man. They spread the floor, taking some time off the clock. Coach Sanford of Lafayette, arms crossed, chewing his gum, watching his team attack, driving in. Hurst, his fadeaway, and they're going to wave it off because it went. They were looking for an and one, but they're going to say Ashford got him. That's the third on Malachi Ashford, team second.
That's big.
It is big.
That is big.
And Craig came out, but they left Ashford in, and now they're going to put Craig back in and take Malachi Ashford out.
Because he is a hawk defensively, and his pressure is going to be needed.
They throw the lob into Steele, flips it over there to Hurst. Hurst runner, missed it. Rayshon Hampton thought he had it. Ball batted around, horn sounds, and the first half comes to an end. It's the Lafayette Generals leading at halftime over the George Rogers Clark Cardinals by a score of 28-27. 28-27, Cards trailing by one here at the Wind City Holiday Classic. We've got another game following this one. It'll be Somerset playing Rowan County, but here it's GRC trailing Lafayette by one at halftime, 28-27. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. When we come back after these messages, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that straight ahead right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wednesday night basketball. We are not at the Golden Corral. We're at the GRC Arena, the Wind City Holiday Classic. George Rogers Clark playing Lafayette. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. Cardinals trailing at halftime by a score of 28-27, a role that GRC is unfamiliar with in this season. They had a close game the opening game against Campbell County, but after that it's been the Cards in the driver's seat, just in runouts. But tonight, been a little different. GRC opened the game up. They won the tip-off, and it was two passes and 2 points. And as Bobby reminded me, it was 6 seconds, and the Cards had 2-0 lead. They did not score again until the final minute of the first quarter. That led to a 17-10 Lafayette lead, and then after that, the Generals, they were able to hold the lead. The Cards got down by 10, but they've only gotten to within one. I think something, two things to look at. Seven different Generals have scored, and on GRC's side, Malachi Ashford averaging about 19 a game. He hasn't scored.
Well, when you've got those type of statistics in front of you, then you kind of have to look at basically what's happened here in this first half. And number one, Coach Sanford has his team very, very well prepared for the pressure that GRC was going to employ. And even though they've been turned over seven or eight times, when they broke through the defense, they were able to spread the floor and score at the rim. And then on the other hand, GRC there with a very, very uncharacteristic four or five straight times down the court in the first quarter, never really even got a shot up before they just lost the ball. So it's been a little bit of a dyslexic motion, so to speak, for the Cards thus far tonight. And reminds me a little bit of how they were out of sorts in the first game against Campbell County when they closed a half on a couple of three-point shots to only trail up there by four. Here they're down one and seemingly have not been very productive on either end. So they are definitely attached and can get this thing turned around. But credit to Lafayette so far in this first half.
Well, and Coach Cook's got to be scratching his head a little bit. Both these coaches only used one timeout, a 30 each coach in the first half of play. But Coach Cook, as Bobby said, watched his team after he called this timeout because his boys had gotten beaten on the offensive backboards two times. He calls a timeout, and Cards go down and turn it over, and that would be one of the next four trips they would have turnovers, and they were empty trips for GRC. But as we've described, the Cards have battled back. Looking at some of these numbers at halftime, GRC shooting 2 of 11 from three-point range. Lafayette, they have made 4 of 8 turnovers in the game, 6 by GRC, 4 of those in a row, 9 turnovers by Lafayette. Second chance scoring, the Cards with only 2 points in that area, while Lafayette, they have a 6-2 edge. Fast break scoring, the Cardinals, they have a 6-2 edge in that transition scoring. At the foul line, GRC 7 of 9. Lafayette, they have not been to the free throw line. We've still got a half of basketball to play, and we've still got a halftime show to do for you. We'll take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual scoring here at the GRC Arena, the Wind City Holiday Classic. Cardinals trail the Lafayette Generals by 1, 28-27, back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Wind City Holiday Classic here at the George Rogers Clark Arena on the campus of GRC High School. It's Lafayette leading by a score of 28-27. Both teams coming out of the locker room. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We gave you some team numbers individually. Lafayette, they had seven people score in the ball game, led by Yashiro Hurst with 6 points. Also 6 points for Clay Noble on a couple of threes. 5 points for Eli Thomas. K.J. Jones with four off the bench. They got three from Peyton Pritchard. 2 points each from Brady Kirk and Eli Steele, their leading scorer on the season. Steele held only 2 points. He does have three blocks in this game. Tyler Hunt at 6'5", he played but failed to score. For the Cardinals, 10 points by Rayshon Hampton in the first half. You've got eight scored by Montez Gay. You also have other scoring, 3 points for Breland Morrison, 3 points for J.P. Gaines. You also have 1 point scored by Eli Craig. And surprisingly, Malachi Ashford without any points. Also, Maddox Campbell, Abram Howard, and Hamp Taylor all played but failed to score in that first half. So the Cards down by one. Got a little perspective on it, Bobby. These guys had a classmate.
Absolutely, yeah.
Pass away, and they were at a funeral service at 11.
11 o'clock this morning.
Your eyes could pour like rain just thinking about that. I mean, a farming accident, right here at holiday time. You just grieve for that family. It's we're both parents. And,
sure.
This is basketball. They're dealing with life.
Well, and then you turn around 6 hours later, having left that scene, and you're supposed to play in a competitive event and have your focus there, and sometimes it's very difficult. And it appeared to us that they were a little bit out of sorts mentally in that first half, and that could very well be the reason why. But irrespective of that, they're within one here at intermission, have 16 more minutes to go. It looks like the starters are back on the floor for the Cards, so let's see if they've waded through that tough situation.
And Coach Cook, understanding. He wasn't totally. He was irritated, but not going off on
and
the
guess
sideline.
What?
Montez Gay with a basket, and they've taken the lead here
took the
on
lead.
The one possession.
How about
they got
that?
A basket a little leaner by Gay straight away, and they're up by one.
How about
Lafayette
that?
With the ball. They look. Cards playing a run and jump. Now Hampton drops back. He and Ashford will double team. Is it Lafayette spreads the floor? Steele driving in, wanted to throw a skip pass. J.P. Gaines got a hand on it, but Lafayette keeps possession. Double team out on top. Here's a deflected pass that hit the rim. It'll have to go as a three-point shot. And Breland Morrison with a rebound. Morrison, Ashford, Hampton, Gaines, and Gay on the floor. Lafayette stays 2-3 zone. Gay, high post, got it. Throw it to J.P. Gaines. Put it up, put it in. High-low action.
Cards up three. First two buckets of the second half.
Lafayette looking at pressure. GRC coming and greeting them before they get across the timeline. So the Lafayette guards play catch, and they break the timeline. Driving in and trying to take the baseline is Pritchard. Montez Gay goes to the floor. He's still on the floor as Gay put that left foot on the baseline to take it away from Pritchard. It could be a case where it's knee on knee.
Could be, he's right over there by his dad and his granddad, and they're sitting patiently in the front row. Coach Cook comes over to check out
Montez Gay as we've got a break in the action here. 6:46 to go in the third quarter. GRC trailed by one at halftime. They lead here 31-28 as we have player injury and being given attention. What we'll do, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll come back after this brief message.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Well, good news. Montez Gay walked off the floor, being given attention on the sideline. Coach Cook sends into the ballgame Eli Craig. So the Cards go a little smaller. Pritchard with a catch of an inbound pass straight away to Noble. Left side to go on the wing. with it out on top on the wing. Hurst goes between the circle over to Thomas. Lafayette being patient. Cards going man-to-man. General spreading the floor. They had some luck with kick passes, skip passes, and all. This time a runner put up. It's missed. Eli Craig got the rebound. Cards say slow it down. Coach Cook does. He's walking the sideline, putting J.P. Gaines now at the high post. He's going to attack the 2-3 zone with a single point guard, which is the way most coaches do it. Gaines has it left of the lane, out to Ashford. Malachi, can he score in this game? No, he missed that one. Morrison got a rebound and missed. Ball fake, put it up, drew contact, and one coming.
Boy, I tell you what, that ball fake will generally get the opposition in the air, and then when that happens, you've got them where you want them.
Eli Steele picks up his second foul. Breland Morrison will be at the free throw line. Morrison with 5 points in the game, and we've got full timeout called by Lafayette. 2 minutes deep here in the third quarter. GRC now with the lead, 33-28. We'll step aside. 1 minute break. More after this.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, Coach Cook sends out Eli Craig, J.P. Gaines, Rashawn Hampton, Malachi Ashford, and the guy at the free throw line, Breland Morrison, who completes a three-point play. So, well, that's exciting on a rebound putback.
Oh, it sure is. And all of a sudden, Cards with the first 7 points of the half. They're up six.
Pressure by GRC. Lafayette gets it into the front court. Lob pass. Boy, Craig almost picked that one. Skip it left side. There's a deflection and a steal by J.P. Gaines after Breland Morrison pried it loose. Ashford, front court with a pass to Hampton. Rashawn, ball fake. Left-handed runner, not there. Kept alive and steal with a rebound for Lafayette. Throws the outlet to Thomas. Right side. Rashawn Hampton checks him way out on the floor. Very pesky. Five counts got to be on him. Rashawn clamps down hard, and I don't know how much longer he had to hold him. Now they got the ball out to Hurst.
Official gave us more than five strokes of the arm. I know that.
Hurst with it goes to Thomas between the circles. Cards go man-to-man. Lafayette sits two players at the elbow with Thomas trying to run off of a screen. Got to the rim, put up the bank shot, missed it. Gaines with his fifth rebound. Underhand pass over to Malachi Ashford. Coach Cook says, let's hold it up. Let's set it up. He wants to run the half court against this 2-3 zone. Craig with it, looks to the baseline. Breland Morrison has it deep in the right corner. He's hit 1-3, but this one rims out. J.P. Gaines battling steal. He took it away on the rebounded miss. Keeps it alive for Eli Craig. History off the back iron. Cards just having a cold time with it. 2 of 14 shooting the 3. Skip pass into the front court for Lafayette. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Cards have taken a lead. 34-28, I said retaken. Yeah. They had a 2-0 lead, they played catch-up since, haven't they?
How about the Lafayette scoreless here in the third quarter so far?
Here with about 4 minutes approaching the midpoint of the third. They throw it over to Pritchard. His three is good. He now has 9 points in the game.
Jinx. I put the jinx on him.
Well, they're shooting 5 of 10 from three-point range. Yeah. That's better than their season average. They came in here at 34%. Ashford drives off of an Eli Craig screen, hands it over, kick it back to Craig. His three's off the mark. Gaines couldn't get the rebound, and here come the Generals. Double team by GRC. Pritchard had the hot hand on the three, but they shut him down. They run out at him. He gives it over to Steele. Steele, their leading scorer, has been held to but 2 points in this game. They spread the floor, they being the Lafayette Generals, with 3.5 to go. They trail by three. Lafayette with a ball. Cards going man-to-man. Breland Morrison at 6'2", out there on top on Yashiro Hurst at 5'8". Hurst trying to ball fake him. Put the shot up, and the taller Morrison blocked it, but it goes right back to the Generals. Steele left of the lane, 15 feet out. Tried to get closer. He's in the paint. He's going to have trouble. He gets rid of it. Pritchard trying to shake Hampton. Puts up a floater. Not there. Steele kept it alive. Gaines with rebound number 6. Had it knocked away, it'll be possession 2, GRC. Montez Gay coming back in, and that's a nice sign. Eli Craig gave good minutes. Malachi Ashford out. Hamp Taylor in. So the Cards were small, Bobby. Now they're going big. They're going to play half court against this 2-3 zone and try to size up on
them. That's right, and JP did a good job on the boards there the first 5 minutes of this third quarter.
Excellent. Biggest lineup the Cards have had all season on the floor. High post to Hamp Taylor. Over to Montez Gay, who's back in there. Knee looks to be fine. Breland Morrison, wearing those pink sneakers, took his eye off of it, got it back. He's between the circles. Rayshon, long three, good! His second three of the game, his first in the second half.
Yeah, only the third made by the Cards, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. Perimeter passing by Lafayette. GRC with a 37-31 lead. Generals trying to spread the floor. They pass it and cut through. High screen. Steele couldn't get it off. They go to Pritchard. Pritchard, stop and go move. Shut down by Gaines. Over to Steele. Steele hits a three.
Yeah, that's the one fella you probably have to tag all the way.
2 minutes to play in the third. Cards with a ball and a three-point lead. Rayshon Hampton walks it up. Breland Morrison on the right wing. Straight away to Gay. Gay has it knocked away and taken away. Two on two. Shot put up and missed as Eli Thomas leaned into Montez Gay. And that'll be the second on Gay. And Montez talking to Coach Cook. And the Cards are going to take a timeout. So we've got time on the floor. Minute 47 to go in the third quarter. GRC with a 37-34 lead. Bobby's got a message he would like to impart.
Equip yourselves with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza, going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. The offer ends December 31st.
Thank you, sir. Cards lead 37-34. Scoring for GRC, 13 for Rayshon Hampton, 10 for Montez Gay. We've got 5 in the game for J.P. Gaines. We also have 6 in the game for Breland Morrison. 1 point by Eli Craig. A host of other Card players have played but failed to score, and one of those being Malachi Ashford. Eli Thomas at the free throw line for the Lafayette Generals. He makes a free throw. That is the first foul shot attempted and made on the night for the Generals. Second free throw up, and Thomas makes them both, but they don't offer pressure. Yes, they will. So team that has the lead, when the coach calls a timeout, the guy behind changes something up. Coach Ben Sanford, he knows coaching 101, and he came out with a full court press and nearly got a turnover.
Almost did, but
coaches change it over. If you're ahead, you call the timeout. I'm going to come out with something different.
Give them a chance to expect the unexpected, which is what happened.
The foul was on Kirk, his third. Team first to the second of this half. Wide open. Nice assist. Gaines to Gay. And Montez scores easily on the right
block. Something tells me Breland Morrison had a good pick
a good
down there
screen
on the low block. Yeah,
sure did. Skip pass over to Steele. He hit his last three, but he misses badly here. And the Cards try to save the ball in. They cannot do it. It'll stay with Lafayette underneath their basket with a minute 18 to play here in the third quarter, and GRC up 3. It's been a scrappy Lafayette team. Each team has had their share, but Lafayette has led by as much as 10. Thomas in trouble. It gets the ball in bounds. Now they spread the floor, and they go straight away with a guard to KJ Jones. Jones to Thomas. Rayshon Hampton with a steal. Rayshon angles off to the right, now gets to the middle. At the foul line, kick at the Gaines. JP back to Rayshon. Two-man game, three-pointer rolled off the rim.
Boy, that was set up for a dagger three. The ball just did not fall.
I like that little two-man game.
Yeah.
I give it to you, and you get it back. And a foul at the rim.
Foul is on Gaines.
And that's second on J.P. Gaines.
Team third
here in this third quarter. That's the thing about high school basketball, Bobby. You get these young guys with talent to buy in that if you give the ball up, in all likelihood, you're going to get it back if you're open.
The defense is going to collapse to you, and that's going to leave the other fella open.
Free throw is missed at the line by K.J. Jones, who came off the bench for 4 points in the first half and gave Coach Vince Sanford a good spark off that Lafayette bench. But he missed a free throw there. 39-36. Score still remains. The Cardinals, after that timeout, they've got Gay, Taylor, Morrison, Gaines, and Rayshon Hampton on the floor. This very big Cardinal lineup, or a big for GRC, the biggest they can play, with Rayshon running a point. Everybody else on the front line, 6'2 to 6'5. Second free throw missed. Rebounded, and here come the Cards. Hampton running a point. He's looking at a 2-3 zone. Cards set Montez Gay on the block left side. You also got Breland Morrison and Hamp Taylor on a stack on the right lane. Now they shift around. High ball screen offered by Taylor. Rayshon comes off of it, looking, feeds Gay over to Morrison on the left wing. 2-3 zone stretched way out on the floor now by Lafayette. 16 on the clock. Clock rolling. Clock at 14. Rayshon puts it on the floor, looks over at Coach Cook, pounding that ball with a left hand. He's a southpaw. He's a lefty. He crosses over and goes right, put it up with the right, got to the rim, and he's fouled.
Well, I tell you what, he was a blur once he took off from midcourt and got himself a good look, but Weaving and Bobby couldn't quite put the right spin on it to get it down.
And the leading player for Lafayette on the season so far, Eli Steele, he picks up his third foul. That's the third on Lafayette, and Rayshon Hampton with a chance to score here with in the waning seconds. And that free throw hit every part of the rim, but it did go in. He now has a game-high 14 points. Left-handed senior puts this one up, and it goes in. Makes them both. He's 3 of 3 at the line. Launch shot at the horn. That won't go as third quarter comes to an end. GRC making a surge as they have come from behind and taken a 41-37 lead at the end of three quarters of play. 1 minute break after that. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming your way right here on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Fourth quarter coming up as GRC, they come from behind to take a 41-37 lead. Just heard that Major's brand tire, Mastercraft tires. I've run them all my life.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They're good ones.
They get the job done, and so far the Cards have managed to get the job done as well. But
they're peeling out too, leaving some tread out there.
They're leaving some tread and have clawed their way back into the lead. So fourth and final quarter, the critical one, and here we go.
Lafayette a little shaky with the ball handling. Cards come out with a run and jump immediately, and J.P. Gaines, kind of an excuse-me foul, as he was going to clamp down with Malachi Ashford, and Gaines picks up his third, team fourth. Team first of this fourth quarter.
Going for that loose ball right there near the Lafayette coach, out of bounds, and got beaten to it and incurred the foul, unfortunately.
They could trap him there. That's no man's land, yeah. But they couldn't get it. Here's Thomas. Bounce pass into the front court, and the Generals now have it in the half-court set. Card still with a run and jump. Thomas in trouble. Pivots out. J.P. Gaines got in the lane. Stole a ball. Elevate. Scored at the rim. He got the steal. Got the scoring.
Yeah, that's that pressure at midcourt that caused the steal. Card's back up six.
7-7 night for J.P. Seven boards, 7 points. Card's up. 43-37. High post pass. In there to Noble. Kick it out. K.J. Jones leaves it for steal with Gaines flying at him, and steals three is off the mark. 6 of 15 now for Lafayette, shooting the three. A minute deep here into the fourth, and Ashford comes across the timeline. Right side with Hampton, goes over there. Malachi takes it back. Wraparound pass to Rayshon Hampton. Return it to Ashford. Lafayette now in a 2-3. They played this pretty much primarily. Yeah. They did shift to a 1-3-1. At one time, the Card scored on it. They go back to a 2-3.
And the Cards don't need to rush. They've got a 6-point lead in the ball with passive pressure defensively.
Perimeter passing by GRC. They throw it on the baseline. Morrison fakes a pass, goes to Hampton.
Rayshon,
good. The assist by Morrison. Rayshon hit his third three of the game.
All of a sudden, he was squared up. He nailed it. Cards up 9 here.
Pressure in the front court, double team on Pritchard. He finds K.J. Jones driving in. He was out of control, but the Cards tried to pinch him up with that big lineup on the front line, and Gaines is going to pick up his fourth, team second of the fourth quarter.
And they need him out there.
Right now, Coach Cook, too late to get a sub in as the official hands the ball to Eli Thomas. 5 counts on. He finds Pritchard. Pritchard draws contact. Put up a runner and miss, and a time called as the Cards have the ball. Full timeout called by GRC. 2 minutes gone, the fourth quarter. We got 6:04 to play. Cards on top, 46-37, back in 1 minute.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Wind City Holiday Classic here at the GRC Arena. George Rogers Clark and Lafayette here in the opening game. It'll be Rowan County and Somerset. You got 12th Region Somerset, 16th Rowan County. They'll be matching up at the conclusion of this game, which finds GRC on top 46-37. Bobby and I were talking on the break. He puts in another guard in replace of J.P. Gaines. Probably be a little more deliberate, maybe, in their attack.
He's going to look to find exactly what he can, despite this zone defense still being employed.
So they're going to put Ashford on the wing, and Breland Morrison with a turnaround 12-footer. Missed it, got his own rebound. He attacked the rim and fouled there by Eli Steele. Steele had blocked a couple of shots, but that was in the first half of play.
And Breland did a good job of turning from 12 feet after he received the ball on the upper block, so to speak. And with that defense not being man-to-man, he was able to go get it.
He missed the free throw. 6 points in the game for Breland Morrison. Morse came into the ball game averaging nearly 15 per game, coming off a 21-point effort, and he missed both of them here, and you can't take it easy. Cards up by nine, but there's 5:45 to play. Run and jump by GRC. Lafayette breaks the timeline. They go high post to Steele, kick it over, ball fake, 15-footer on the baseline, put up by Noble. It's missed. Rayshon Hampton with a rebound for GRC. Hands it off now, and Howard will run the point, finds Ashford, right wing, flashing high. Hamp Taylor, he didn't get it. Now he's got it, left of the lane. Kick it out. They move it quickly, set Ashford for a three, still unscored. Long rebound comes out, sets up a two-on-one, going the other way. Lafayette can't score. Rebound put back up and in, and a good job trailing the play is Hurst.
That's why you run the floor.
Needing help in the backcourt, Ashford has it. He races into the front, 10 feet away. His shot's blocked by Steele. Right into the hands of Hunt. Hunt, two-on-two. Floater in the lane, banked it up and in. And like that, back-to-back points by Hurst.
Back to a five-point margin.
Cards a little having trouble scoring, a little tentative. Now they're attacking the rim, and Rayshon just floats something up there. Missed it. Breland Morrison with a rebound. His follow, he just muscled it up and in.
Yeah, he gutted that one in.
He did.
Among the tall trees that time, just forced his way up over the rim. Cards back up seven.
We got 4.5 to play in this game. Lafayette in the front court. Hunt at 6'5", can see over the defense, goes to Steele, then Hunt takes it back. Nearly traveled, Rayshon Hampton with a run and jump. Cards playing a little 2-3 zone. That left the baseline three open. Shot missed, though, in a long run out. Here come the Cards. 2-on-1. Ashford, reverse layup, good. He'll go to the line now. He had Thomas backpedaling.
Yeah.
And Malachi goes from the right side with a reverse layup, left side of the rim.
Yeah, he measured that one from midcourt. He had a trailer to his right. So it was basically a 2-on-1 and did a great job of getting it down and regaining that 9-point cush.
Ashford missed the free throw. Lafayette with a rebound. 4 minutes to play. Cards up by nine. Generals with the ball. GRC playing a run and jump. They'll drop back with a 2-3 zone. They throw over the defense, they being the Generals, and Hunt wanted to take it up. Rayshon Hampton drop back with some baseline defensive help, and he's going to pick up a foul, his first. That's a team third of this fourth quarter. J.P. Gaines returning, Eli Craig in as well. Breland Morrison and Abram Howard come out. Ashford, Hampton, Taylor, Malachi Ashford, Rayshon Hampton, Eli Craig, and J.P. Gaines on the floor. Lob pass. They get it in. Lafayette with a ball on their end of the floor. Here's a shot contested. Kind of a bad shot by Thomas. He put it up. Cards on a run out. Ashford at the rim put it in. Took a bad shot, and the Cards made him pay.
Yeah, he got it out and got the pass from Breland and was able to bring it in, and Cards up by 11.
Lafayette in the front court. Dribbling the ball is Hurst. Near the mid-court line, he finally finds Thomas, pull up 15-footer, and Eli Craig saying, I got all ball. You anticipated a foul, but they're going to put a foul on Craig, or they're going to say Hamp Taylor got him. So maybe Eli did block it, but Hamp Taylor got him.
Well, from now on, Lafayette will be in the double bonus.
No more 1-1. High school basketball, you have five fouls a quarter. That fifth foul, you shoot two free throws. Free throw is good by Thomas. He is 3-for-3 at the line. The Lafayette Generals as a team. Three of six. 3:18 to play in this game. And he missed the second. Craig has a rebound. Here comes Lafayette pressing the Cardinals. GRC's Ashford, dribbling, left side, throws it in the front court. Craig got all the way in, backdoor cut, found Hampton, Rayshon put it in.
Boy, that was a beautiful play by Eli to get that assist across the lane.
The only pass could have been a bounce pass as he drew the double team in a nice play. Coach Sanford talking to the official for Lafayette as the Generals have the ball. Cards with a 12-point lead. Generals, top of the key. Jones gets rid of it. Over to Thomas. Double team. Stolen by Eli Craig on the pass. Driving. Layup. Got it in. Cards scoring here in transition off the turnover.
Taking control in the fourth.
Here's a shot put up and in on a three-pointer.
Basket is by Pritchard.
And Pritchard hits that three. And timeout called immediately by the Lafayette coach. As Coach Sanford calls the full timeout. 2:32 to play in the ball game. GRC with a 56-44 lead. Back in a minute.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
After that Lafayette timeout, GRC will bring the ball the length of the court, and the Generals coming with a full court press. Ashford goes to Hampton, Morrison, Craig, and Gaines on the floor. Skip pass into the front court, sets up a three on two. Rayshon Hampton at the rim, couldn't finish. Steele with the rebound. Coach Sanford says push it. Spinning, turning move. Steele with the ball, dribbling around his Hurst. He's picked it up. Gaines playing with four fouls. Has to give him a little room. Spacing not real good by the Generals. Ball knocked away. J.P. Gaines had a hand on it. He and Hampton, it'll be out-of-bounds possession to the Generals.
Rayshon knocked it out of J.P.'s hand.
He did.
As they were both going for the ball. But 2:02 left. Cards up 12. Appear to be in command. But still 2 minutes left.
Had 30 seconds of just up and down. Neither team able to score, and trying to get the ball in bounds. Thomas with a five count on him. Finds Pritchard. Shot blocked by Gaines. Over into the hands of Thomas. For Lafayette, they get a second chance. Driving in. Hurst. Scoop shot. Rejected by Rayshon Hampton. So the Cards blocking back-to-back General attempts. It'll stay with Lafayette under their goal. Cards playing a zone underneath the basket. Throw the lob to Steele. Steele elevates. Jump hook. Not there. Boy, a late whistle. Very late whistle after Steele. Now that's going to be on J.P. Gaines. That'll do it for him. So Gaines fouls out. Having scored 7 points, blocking a shot, got a steal, pulled down 7 boards. He had a nice overall game.
Oh, a tremendous game. He had to battle on the interior and had a couple of 3 blocks and was definitely getting those rebounds. And he's their ultimate inside warrior when you get right down to it, because he gets more out of his ability than just about anybody out there, and you have to hand it to him.
So Gaines goes out. They're going to bring Hampton Taylor in. So the Cardinals will have Malachi Ashford, Rayshon Hampton, Hamp Taylor, Breland Morrison, and Eli Craig on the floor. It'll be Eli Steele shooting 2 free throws. Bobby, thank you for that water. I'm about to get over this, whatever I've gotten.
Oh, you're, I tell you
free
what.
Free throw man, made by Steele, another one coming.
Shoot, that's what friends are for.
Yeah. I owe you, man. Bottle of water.
We're good, yeah.
Put it on the book, right?
We can.
Just
indeed.
Put it on the book. Second free throw miss. Breland Morrison has it. Yeah, my voice. Maybe I could sing bass anywhere tonight. Driving, Hampton got it to the rim. They didn't stop the ball. He drove it to the rim.
Now, you get him that deep, and he's not going to miss many. Over and back.
22 points in the game. for Rashawn Hampton as Lafayette creates a turnover, and the Cards will have the basketball with a minute 32 to play, holding a 58-45 lead.
Now you can almost call that a fatigue turnover, because he just, right at midcourt, he threw it in the backcourt as the two were near it. Got to throw it forward.
Cards in the backcourt get by the pressure. Ashford drives it into the front court. He's being guarded there by Hurst. Ball knocked away, and the GRC turns it over. KJ Jones has his shot blocked, but Rashawn Hampton will pick up the foul. And two free throws coming for KJ Jones, who's he's a sophomore, but he's played a lot of minutes. He came off the bench for Coach Samford.
He's done a nice job. Coach Samford, he had his troops ready to play tonight. They brought it all the way, and just a little bit overmatched here in the second half by the Cards' quickness and ability to break through the pressure. And
That second quarter, Bobby, they only had two baskets.
That's exactly
third quarter,
right.
Rather.
I know. Yeah, they had 7 or 8 points in about 9 minutes.
Spinning move by Ashford, gets by the defense, finds Rashawn Hampton. He missed at the rim, and the bank shot is claimed by Jones, who had missed his last two free throws. He keeps it alive, hands it off to Thomas, left of the lane, out on top to Pritchard, catch and shoot three. Craig flies at him. Pritchard missed it. Cards in, turn it right over, and give it back to the Generals. Thomas with a bounce pass over to Jones. Spinning, got to the blocks, left side. Double team there, finds Thomas, 12-footer, shot it way too strong. Rebound put back, not there, and still battled. And finally, Breland Morrison has it. Long pass to Rashawn Hampton, who got it on the layup.
That one barely crawled
barely
in. He's missed three or four at the rim tonight, but his presence has still been felt.
Timeout called by GRC as the Cardinals, with their biggest lead, stands at 15 points. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
The Wind City Holiday Classic right here at the GRC Arena. GRC, George Rogers Clark leading Lafayette with waning seconds left in this game, 60-45. The game to follow will be Rowan County, the Vikings taking on the Somerset Briar Jumpers. We will be back on tomorrow playing the winner of that Somerset and Rowan County game. So we look to have that one at 7:30 tip-off. We'll confirm that in the next 20 seconds. Lafayette with a ball. GRC playing man-to-man. Perimeter passing by the Generals. Clocks at 15. Driving in. Hurst puts it up. Got a blow-by, and he's trying to talk stuff. He looks at Rashawn Hampton, and Rashawn said, "You got to be kidding me."
Well, those two have gone after each other all night, and it's been a good, spirited competition. Both have served themselves well.
So full timeout called. Another one-minute break coming your way. We'll be back after this.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State State University.
Well, in the waning seconds, the Cards dribble it out, and we get a final here at the Wind City Holiday Classic, the opening round game. It's a 60-47 victory for GRC. So the Cardinals win this one after trailing at halftime by one. They were down by as much as 15 in the first half. They come back in the second half and take over this ball game. Lafayette played well, but the Generals came up a little short here. They had a win against Tate's Creek that snapped a six-game losing streak. But then the Cardinals coming in, winning their eighth game in the war in a row.
Mr. Tim Short himself, the player of the game for tonight's contest from GRC, number 3, Rickshaw.
Well, as you can probably hear from the public address, Tim Short Automotive Group, and Tim Short himself presenting the player of the game. Rashawn Hampton gets that one as the Cards. Rashawn Hampton in this ballgame finishes with 22 points. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have game scoring stats and summary on a recap post-game show. Back in 1 minute.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
George Rogers Clark win the opening game of this Wind City Holiday Classic here on their home floor in a final. It's 60-47. The Cardinals move their record to 8-0. Lafayette, they fall now to 3-7. As Bobby and I were describing before we went to break, GRC, they scored the first basket of the game with 6 seconds gone. And then after that, they didn't score much. Two baskets in the final minute of that first quarter.
Yeah, the next thing you know, it was 12-2 the other way.
And a 15-point would grow, a 15-point lead for Lafayette in the first half. But the Cards rallied. They cut the lead to only 1 at halftime. And then the third quarter really was a pivotal point as Lafayette only had 2 baskets in the third quarter. And those 2 baskets were both 3-point shots, but they both came late in the third quarter, and GRC was making a run.
Yeah, Cards were up by 4 after 3. And then when it really came down to the nitty-gritty crunch time, so to speak, Cards went on a 19-10 final quarter run and wound up winning this one 60-47. Didn't get off the mark as they have in the previous 6 encounters, but were certainly able to overcome that, you could call it substandard, whatever, first quarter, but they had a lot working against them mentally and wound up taking control of this thing the last 3 quarters for what turns out to appear to be a relatively easy 60-47 victory. But they had to work hard to earn it because the Generals were scrappy, were feisty. They had to GRC well scouted, and Coach Sanford's squad needs to be commended for the way they played.
Looking at GRC, as hot as they were shooting against Breathitt County, they were that cold tonight from behind the arc. GRC, they shoot 4 of 20 in 3-point shooting tonight. Lafayette, they go 6 of 18 for the ballgame. Turnovers in the game, 12 committed. by the Generals. The Cardinals, they committed 9 turnovers, actually 4 of those in a row in the first quarter alone. Second chance scoring, the Generals had an 8-7 edge on GRC. Fast break scoring, the Cardinals win this battle 18-4 in transition buckets. At the foul line, the Cardinals shoot 10 of 15, while the Generals, they go 5 of 10 at the free throw line, all of theirs in the second half. Looking at the individual scoring for Lafayette, Yashiro Hurst, he's their second leading scorer on the season. Well, he led them tonight with 15 points overall. Eli Thomas, point guard, he scored 8. 5 points for K.J. Jones off the bench. He had 6 points on a couple of threes by Peyton Pritchard. Clay Noble, he had 6 points. He hit 2 threes in the first quarter. 2 points scored by Brady Kirk off the bench. And in the ballgame, the leading scorer for Lafayette, Eli Steele, he scored 6 points tonight. He did block 4 shots in the ballgame. Looking at the Cards, GRC, the player of the game, the Tim Short Automotive player of the game, Rayshawn Hampton scores 22 points in tonight's game. He made 3 of the 4 three-point shots for the Cardinals. Other scoring for GRC, 12 points for Montez Gay, 8 points for Breland Morrison, 7 points, 7 boards, 3 blocks, J.P. Gaines with a steal as well. Other scoring for GRC, only 4 points for Malachi Ashford tonight. He got those 2 baskets in the fourth quarter. Eli Craig played a lot of minutes. He scored 3 in the ballgame. Also playing for GRC, Maddox Campbell and Abram Howard both played and failed to score. Hampton Taylor played a lot of minutes, Bobby. He failed to score, but had 2 rebounds and a couple of assists. He played a lot of minutes.
If he's on the court, he is getting something done. And more than anything else, he was solid defensively. And anybody who's on that floor for Coach Cook is in some way, shape, or form going to be a facilitator for his teammates. And that's exactly what Hamp was tonight. Did a nice job, got himself some minutes, and that's what Coach Cooks likes to see, getting those kids into the rotation. Eli Craig played a little bit more tonight and was a facilitator, although he wound up with but 3 points himself. He wouldn't have been out there if he weren't effective.
Cards win this one. They move to 8-0 on the season. Their record is 8-0. The final score, 60-47. We will take a 1-minute break when we come back. We'll wrap it up, potentially have some coaches' comments. We'll have a post-game wrap-up coming up 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Here at the GRC Arena is Wind City Holiday Classic. The Cardinals and George Rogers Clark take care of Lafayette in a final, 60-47. Out on the floor warming up right now, we have Rowan County, the Vikings, out of the 16th region, and Somerset, the Briar Jumpers, out of the 12th region. Cards move their record to 8-0, and all across the state, they're going to have a holiday tournaments and classics, challenges, all these holiday tournaments going on at this time. You can find them all over the state, and I mean that literally. They're very plentiful. The big one to look at that has top 25 teams in the state of Kentucky is the King of the Bluegrass. And tonight, a game that started when ours started, it was Newport High School. Now, that's a Class A school. It's not as big as some of the other schools up there in Newport, taking on Washington County. And Washington County, out of the 5th region, they are a Class A. And those two teams in the top 25. Washington County, has two guys, a 6'7 and a 6'8 guy. Bobby, they say he's a real deal. One's a sophomore and one's a senior.
Well, obviously good players or they would not have been invited. Good team.
Yes.
Wouldn't have been invited to the King of the Bluegrass. And it's really neat to see two Class A schools getting that invitation because that is a huge honor.
Those two teams, they tipped it off at the same time we did up there at Fairdale High School. A game that is now probably going into progress or tipping off. Again, Harlan County, the Black Bears, they are in the top 15. They're taking on Bowling Green, the Purples, and Bowling Green in the top five. So that'll be another good matchup there.
Absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, the Harlan County team might be ranked number one in max preps.
They're
way up there, and GRC's up there pretty good. But Bowling Green, Harlan County, that'll be a dandy.
It will
there.
Be. Yeah, you got the urban and the rural right there.
Butler
County, now this is an unsung team. They haven't had this kind of team in some time, I would imagine. Butler County, they are taking on Trinity out of Louisville. That will be the 9 o'clock tip-off at the King of the Bluegrass. Some other games of interest, the Legacy Nissan Dribble Drive Challenge at South Laurel down in London, Kentucky. Christian Academy of Louisville is playing Mason County in that event tonight. Some other games, Scott Winter Classic at Scott High School, a 10th region foe. Odlum County playing Cooper High School earlier today. Dixie Heights plays the host team, Scott High School, and Simon Kenton will play Moore later tonight. So those are big games. And Paris High School, they got a game should be concluding here in the next 20 or 30 minutes. They hosted Whitefield Academy. So that kind of catches you up with what's going on around the state. We will be back on tomorrow. It'll be GRC taking on the winner of this game. It should be a 7:30 tip-off. We will be playing the winner of the Rowan County and the Somerset game. So I guess that's going to do it. What do you think, Bob?
We could take one more
one-minute break. Yeah, we'll be back in 1 minute.
We're trying to get Coach up here, folks.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
All right, Tommy's running that bumper there. Got a little, the boss there singing Glory Days. We had a glorious day today. As we're into holiday basketball tournament time. It's a GRC, the Wind City Holiday Classic. Cardinals of GRC 8-0 now with a 60-47 win over Lafayette tonight. Coach Cook coming out of the locker room. We may have words with him here shortly. Catch you up on our broadcast schedule, what we know is going to be happening. We've got tomorrow night, it'll be a 7:30 tip-off for GRC, as that will they will be playing in the winner's bracket, of this Wind City Holiday Classic. It's set up like a district tournament where you have all four teams playing both nights, and GRC will be taking on the winner of this Rowan County Somerset game at 7:30. Then on Friday, we've got an afternoon game for you. It'll be at Lexington Catholic. The GRC girls will be playing in the White, Greer, and Maggard Classic that's going on. Oh, thank you, Coach. That's going on up at in Lexington at Lexington Catholic High. So the we'll be covering the girls on Friday. It'll be a 12:30 tip-off. The girls came tonight, and the girls, they supported the boys' team. As they were
here in presence tonight. Coach Cook comes up here and delivered us some holiday cheer. Appreciate that, Coach. And you had a little different game today. I was informed that your guys had to deal with something, losing a classmate, and we're playing basketball, and that family's dealing with life. And you were pretty reserved. You gave them a lot of slack, knowing that these guys just can't turn it on and off, you know, something like that. But you came back second half and won the game.
You know, and the third quarter was really good for us. It's been a tough week for school, you know, and our kids. And, we haven't really been able to get a lot of guys in practice. And we've been very understanding of the situation, just there to be support. We've had the tragic loss of a student here.
Yes.
And a lot of guys, it's a lot of emotion, and high school kids learn to deal with that. And then we've had a lot of sickness. We had I think yesterday six of our top 10 was able to practice. So we've had a lot of guys that are sickness and guys that are beat up. But the positive is, finding ways to win no matter what the situation is good. It was really good for us to execute the third quarter and find a way to get it done.
You're listening to head coach Josh Cook. His team beat Lafayette by a score of 60-47. A Lafayette team that had their heart broke up there at the Billy Hicks Classic, lost three games by a total of 12 points. Six-game losing streak snapped. They came in. They had a good game plan. They gave you they were very pesky in the first half. Second half, Coach, you outscored them 14-2 in fast break points off turnovers.
Well, we've been working on the zone. The one thing about zone and having some rhythm to it is you got to have everybody in. You got to be able to work on ball movement and learning. It's like a rhythm. It's like a string. When one person goes, everybody's got to relocate. We've been working on that. We've had great days because we shoot it so well. But the common sense thing that is coming is, we lit it up on Saturday. So usually basketball is a very fair game, and it is. There's averages that come into play. That doesn't mean, usually the next day around, yeah, you might not shoot it as well. And certainly we didn't, and it challenged us to execute at times. But also we had to grow. I'll be point blank. We had to tell them to get dressed four or five different times. That's why I was upset. I was like, guys, you put yourself in this situation by not being mentally ready to go. I had a 6 o'clock game, but that's holiday break for you. That's what you get.
Sure.
That's what you gotta learn and grow from.
Yeah, and you're listening to head coach Josh Cook. You will be playing the winner of this Rowan County Somerset game tomorrow night, 7:30. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Correct.
And before we let you go, you went with a big lineup tonight some too. You brought Malachi over to the bench. You let Rayshawn run the point at 6 feet tall, and yet everybody else was 6'3 and taller. You kind of ran a little big action there against that 2-3 zone. The high-low looked good, too.
Well, we were trying. We were in spots. That's the first game we played that Malachi was in foul trouble. Yeah. JP was in foul trouble. Malachi, he has two, and we're trying to, possibly
five
get him
seconds,
out.
5 seconds, he picked
up. Yeah, and he picks up his third, and yes. I can't say I completely agreed with it, but it was the call. And, and he's got to be smart. He can't put himself in that situation there. Because he did, he resisted with his hands, and you can't do that. At that point, he just needs to be smart, keep the basketball in front of him. But it was a good experience for us. We're a little beat up. I think we'll be fine. I think there's some guys who have some bumps and bruises.
What about Montez? Was it knee on knee down
there?
Yeah,
I think he banged knees. Probably safe to be smart. Be safe this time of year.
Yeah.
Let him get checked to make sure he's comfortable with that. Breland's kind of beat up on the hip a little bit. He took a fall, but it's good for us to grow and learn from that. So.
You get this game in tomorrow night, then you got a little bit of a break, don't you?
Yeah, got a little bit of a break. Celebrate some Christmas. We've played a lot of games, but that's what Christmas break's about is, you're going to have all kinds of good games. But, last year we've always found some character during Christmas break, so I got to remember that as a coach as well.
Head coach Josh Cook, his team moves to 8-0 tonight as they defeat Lafayette in a final 60-47. They'll be back in action tomorrow night at 7:30, taking on the winner of the Somerset Briar Jumper Rowan County Vikings game. Coach Cook, appreciate you coming by, and thank you for this gift here. I don't know, you may spoil Bobby and I. You give us a taste for something we can't afford here.
I want to take care of you. You guys do a great job, and we appreciate you. So,
thank you, my man.
This This looks pretty good. This is some good swag here, Bobby. We've got, I can wear a black polo.
You can handle that.
Black is very slimming. It'll look good on me.
That's what I was saying. I mean, I'm just trying to help you too, man.
It'll help me out. Head coach Josh Cook.
We appreciate you.
Being a head coach and spreading the Christmas cheer too. Thanks, coach. And
thank you.
See you tomorrow night.
All right. See you. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Coach Cook's going to try to win this thing tomorrow, so that we will be back on the air. So that's going to do it. Bobby, I'll see you tomorrow night at 7:30.
Look forward to it. We want everybody to be safe out there. If you're on the road, drive carefully, and all the best to everyone.
For Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer and our producer back at the station, Tommy Mullen, thank you so much. Bobby Baldwin beside me. Until tomorrow night, I'm Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the evening.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.